Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Compañía de Saneamiento Básico do Estado de São Paulo, better known as SABESP, trading under the ticker SBS on the NYSE. If you're looking for a utility stock with some serious growth potential in an emerging market, you're going to want to stick around. We'll cover everything from their financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT breakdown to help you decide if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with SABESP? This is a Brazilian utility company that's been making waves lately, especially with its stock price trending upward. Headquartered in São Paulo, SABESP is a major player in the water and sewage services sector, operating in one of the most populous and economically significant regions of Brazil. With over 60% of its shares owned by the state of São Paulo, it's a mixed ownership company with a unique position in the market. We're going to unpack what makes this company tick and whether the recent hype is justified. Let's start with a closer look at who SABESP is. Founded in 1954, this company provides water and sewage services to residential, commercial, industrial, and governmental customers across São Paulo state. They serve over 27 million people with water and around 24 million with sewage services, which is a massive footprint in a region that's basically the economic heart of Brazil. Beyond their core operations in 375 municipalities, they also have partnerships and special purpose entities extending their reach. Their mission isn't just about delivering water, it's about sanitation, public health, and environmental sustainability in a densely populated area. With over 10,500 employees and a market cap hovering around $20.4 billion as of the latest data, SABESP is a heavyweight in the regulated water industry within the broader utilities sector. Now let's talk revenue. SABESP has shown some impressive growth in recent years. In 2025, their full-year revenue clocked in at about 37.3 billion Brazilian reais, up from 36.1 billion in 2024. That's a steady climb from 25.5 billion just 2 years prior in 2023. This growth is largely driven by their core operations in water provision and sewage services in São Paulo, a region with high demand and ongoing urbanization. While I don't have a detailed breakdown of product or geographic segments beyond their primary focus in São Paulo state, it's clear that their stronghold in this prosperous area is fueling consistent top-line expansion. They've also been benefiting from tariff adjustments and increased service coverage, which have helped push those numbers higher year over year. For a utility, this kind of growth is pretty noteworthy, as the sector often leans towards stability over rapid expansion. Moving on to earnings, SABESP has delivered some solid results recently. In 2025, their net income hit 8.3 billion reais, with an earnings per share of 12.10. Compare that to 2024, where they posted a net income of 9.6 billion reais and an EPS of 14.02. While there's a slight dip year over year, it's still a massive improvement over 2023's net income of 3.5 billion reais and EPS of 5.16. What's driving this? Well, operating income has been strong, reaching 12 billion reais in 2025, and their gross profit margins are healthy at around 37%. This tells me they're managing costs effectively, even as they scale up operations. The takeaway here is that SABESP is generating significant profitability, which is a green flag for long-term investors looking for stability in a utility play. Let's dig into some insights from their recent earnings call for Q3 2025. Management highlighted continued growth in revenue, driven by both volume increases and strategic tariff adjustments. They're also focusing on operational efficiency, which has helped bolster those profit margins we just discussed. There's a lot of optimism around their expansion initiatives and potential privatization discussions, which could unlock even more value down the line. Additionally, they emphasize their commitment to regulatory compliance and sustainable practices, which is critical in a sector like this, where public perception and government oversight play huge roles. Overall, the tone was confident, with a clear focus on balancing growth with operational stability. Let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer picture of SABESP's health. On the balance sheet, total assets for 2025 stood at a whopping 106.2 billion reais, up significantly from 80.9 billion in 2024. Cash and cash equivalents are also robust at 4.7 billion reais, giving them plenty of liquidity. Their debt-to-equity ratio is sitting at 0.94, which is reasonable for a capital-intensive business like this. Utilities often carry debt to fund infrastructure projects. Current ratio is just over 1.12, showing they can cover short-term obligations without much strain. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was 8.2 billion reais, and free cash flow came in at 7.9 billion after accounting for capital expenditures. That's a strong sign they're generating cash even while investing heavily in growth. Return on equity is also impressive at 20.6%, reflecting efficient use of shareholder capital. All in all, these numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company with room to grow. Now, how does Sabesp stack up in terms of valuation? At a current price of around $29.13 per share, their trailing PE ratio is about 12.02, which is quite attractive compared to the regulated water industry average of 28.9. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2026 peg the forward PE at around 12.90, still suggesting the stock might be undervalued relative to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.73, which is decent for a utility where revenue stability is a key selling point. Enterprise value is around 139.5 billion reais, factoring in debt, which gives a broader sense of their market worth. With a dividend yield of 3.07%, there's also a nice income component for investors. Based on these metrics, Sabesp looks reasonably priced, especially if their growth trajectory holds. Let's pivot to a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, Sabesp's revenue growth is a standout, consistently climbing thanks to their dominant position in São Paulo. Their operational efficiency and high coverage rates for water and sewage services are also big pluses. On the weaknesses side, their reliance on a single region, while prosperous, does expose them to localized risks like regulatory changes or economic downturns in São Paulo. Opportunities are exciting. Potential privatization could bring in fresh capital and streamline operations, while acquisitions like the rumored EMAE deal could boost vertical integration and energy efficiency. Threats include regulatory hurdles and environmental challenges. Water scarcity or stricter compliance rules could hit costs or limit expansion. Overall, the balance tilts toward opportunity, but investors should keep an eye on those external risks. Looking at recent performance, Sabesp stock has been on a tear. Over the past week, it's up 3.53%, and over the last month, it's gained a massive 24%. Zoom out to 6 months, and you're looking at a 40.97% increase, with a one-year return of 72.74%. Over 5 years, the stock has skyrocketed by 324.93%, which is just incredible for a utility. Recently, shares crossed above the 200-day moving average of 23.24 cents, hitting a high of 24.52 cents, signaling strong bullish momentum. Compared to the broader utilities sector, which is up 20.05% over the past year, Sabesp is outperforming by a wide margin. If you're considering a short-term move, this upward trend and momentum suggests there could be more room to run, though I'd watch for any pullbacks as potential entry points. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis to see if Sabesp is truly worth its current price. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we can project future free cash flows based on their historical performance and growth rates. With free cash flow at 7.9 billion reais in 2025, and assuming a conservative growth rate of 5% over the next few years, given their utility nature and regional focus, along with a discount rate of around 8% to account for emerging market risks, we can estimate their intrinsic value. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to approximately $35 to $40, suggesting that at 29/13, Sabesp might be undervalued by 20 to 30%. This aligns with the low PE ratio we discussed earlier and reinforces the idea that there's upside potential here, especially if growth initiatives like privatization come to fruition. Of course, this is just a model, and factors like regulatory shifts or macroeconomic conditions in Brazil could impact the outcome, so take it as one piece of the puzzle. So what's the bottom line on SABSB? This is a utility stock with a rare combination of stability and growth, backed by strong financials, a dominant market position, and a stock price that's been surging. Their valuation looks attractive, and the potential for privatization or strategic acquisitions could be a game changer. That said, the regional concentration and regulatory risks are worth keeping in mind. For long-term investors, especially those looking for exposure to emerging markets with a defensive tilt, SABSB could be a solid pick. What do you think? Are you buying into this growth story, or are the risks holding you back? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.